So thanks for asking. My name is Mike Matthews. I am the host of the longest running self-produced daily podcast on planet Earth by a guy named Mike. A cafe anyway in the land of Maritopica. It is Mike's daily podcast. And yes, thanks for asking. Rocky is doing well. Rocky the cat. He had to go to the vet because he was developing what we call hot spots. These little areas on his legs where he's licking too much. You know how cats bathe themselves and they lick. Well, he licked the hair off this one spot, and then it was becoming infected and raw and actually bleeding and stuff. So we had to take him in to the vet, who said, hey, I'm going to take a little piece of that little hot spot and I'm going to check it out and see if there's anything wrong. What's going on? Do a biopsy. And well, that happened. And it turns out we don't know yet. They're going to have that information to us soon. But in the meanwhile, he wears a cone and he doesn't like it. And he's hiding under the bed and that whole thing. That sometimes in life, I want to hide under a bed. Just give me a big bed. Sometimes, you know, with all the stress, just all the craziness and the stuff going on at work, stuff going on in society, stuff going on my drive home, stuff going on my ride on BART on the way home, which I don't understand this. Why is it? I've seen this now a couple of times. BART is complaining all the time. BART, by the way, in the Bay Area, it's not BART Simpson. It's Bay Area Rapid Transit. Supposedly, it is so millions of dollars in debt. And we don't look at me. I'm paying the money to get on the BART. I see about 20 people every day just skip through. They jump over the little gate or they push open. There's actually a little door that says service only for service of the people that come in. They just blow right through it. So I don't. They don't care about that. Why should I care about if they're in debt? You could have gotten money from these people that just hop on. It's crazy. And as much as I complain, I was talking to somebody today who lived in New York for a while and said, as bad as it is here, it's nothing like New York. Although I heard they cleaned it up a little bit. I was going to segue, which not those bizarre things that ran on electricity that people stood up, they stand and they wear a helmet and they go on these little tours around San Francisco, the segue. And in South Park had a really awful episode about something similar to a segue. We won't go into that. But now everything is electrically powered. You got electric bicycles. I was saying, gosh, that guy, I was driving along and this guy was riding on his bike and he was keeping up with me. I'm thinking, I'm not even on a hill. What's going on? Oh, electric. He's electric. Electric skateboards. And these guys don't wear helmets. How are they doing this? That is a literally an accident waiting to happen. And so be careful. Also be careful if you're a TikToker, because people will come after you if you are a plagiarist. You don't, not only will someone come after you and dethrone you if you, let's say, work for a huge university like Harvard and you're a plagiarist, they will come after you if you're a TikToker. And that happened with a star in Brisbane, Australia, named Brooke Bellamy. She owns this big bakery franchise and she's basically exploded because of the TikTok thing. I don't go on TikTok. I am on TikTok with Mike's Daily Podcast. It's a little snippet of the show, a little bit of when the characters stop by on TikTok as well as Discord. You can find me if you type in Mike's Daily Podcast. I don't plagiarize. I'm pretty much just reading this from somebody that printed this. Oh, not number 9 News. I guess they are a news agency in Australia. But Brooke Bellamy denies it. She says, in the past 24 hours, I've been extremely overwhelmed. I've had the media outside my home and business and have been attacked online. It's been deeply distressing for my colleagues and my young family. I do not copy other people's recipes. I don't know what that was. Like many bakers, I draw inspiration from the classics. But the creations you see at Brookie Bakehouse reflect my own experiences, taste, and passion for baking. Oh, wait. Australians, when they talk, they did a little up-talk thing at the end. Baking, passion for baking, born of countless hours of my childhood spent in my home kitchen with me mum. While baking has leeway for creativity, much of it is a precise science and is necessarily formulaic, she said, which may or may not be true. I can't do the upspeak thing. I am not a millennial. I guess if I was a little bit younger, maybe I could do the upspeak, but I can't. Dang, so many things to get to. Let's go into a cafe anyway. Maybe we'll get some kind of bakery product of some sort. Many recipes are bound to share common steps and measures. If they don't, they simply don't work. My priority right now is to ensure the welfare of the fantastic team at Brookie Bakehouse and that of my family. I said that as the Brooke Bellamy person, not as Mike Matthews. Okay, let's go into Cafe Anyway now and get me some cake. Cafe Anyway. Welcome to Cafe Anyway.
It's Mike's Daddy Podcast.
Episode 3076. It's Mike Matthews, the host of a show.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
I think that's the name of it. I think that's the name, and I'm singing the song at Cafe Anyway, and I know it's wrong to be singing with this voice that I have. That is not the best, but I don't want you to laugh if you want to test my patience. What? Okay, so we were talking about
Mike's Daily Podcast.
McDonald's. Actually, I was watching a thing, the YouTube channel that I seem to mention all the time.
Mike's
Weird Here
Daily
Food
Podcast.
History Food Weird.
Yeah.
Something like that channel. And they were talking about how McDonald's has diversified so much all over the globe. Don't just think like that line from Pulp Fiction, John Travolta delivers. John Travolta, really, his career made a huge comeback with that movie. People don't realize his career was gone at that point, kind of like it is now. But it was at that point, just after the huge, immense success of Grease and with the Saturday Night Fever. And he was so sitting on top of the world. Then he kind of vanished in the 80s. And then all of a sudden in the 90s, Quentin Tarantino discovers him, puts him in a movie with Samuel L. Jackson. And is it Tim Roth? Something, Eric Roth? And all the others in that, Bruce Willis, etc. And Christopher Walken. Anyway, this movie, Cafe Anyway, is huge. And it sets him off on his career again. He did something called Swordfish, I remember, with Halle Berry and Hugh Jackman. And then whatever else he did. So, but the thing is, he talked about how what McDonald's, like the hamburgers are different in other countries or something like that.
And here's today's podcast picture.
For all that people associate me with movies, I cannot remember lines from movies at all. I know some guys out there, and it's a guy thing, remember, they just absorb these movie lines, and I'm, oh, great, good for you, you can quote movies, you can quote something you didn't write, that you can be proud of, because you didn't write it. I don't get why people want to quote movies. Song lyrics is another thing, because there's a melody to it, and a feeling, and it's just a whole gestalt. Movies, I guess you get that, too, but not for me. The late great Basil the Boxer would agree with everything I just said. But the podcast picture is not of him. It is of a beautiful, did they call this a Trinity flower or something to do with Easter? It has some kind of connection and it blooms and it's beautiful and it kind of looks like a mothership to me. See it at mikesdailypodcast.com of this splendid little flower growing in Podcaster Valley. So McDonald's has all these different type foods all over the world. And it's gotten even more huge because people go to these other countries deliberately to go to the McDonald's there. That's pathetic. And to get the particular weird item that they have that they don't have in the U.S. Although somewhere in Chicago, they've got a McDonald's headquarters where you can go and taste all these foods from different parts of the world. Similar to what Coca-Cola does at, was it Disney World or Epcot, where they have you, or in Las Vegas too, they let you drink different sodas that they have in other parts of the world. It's just fascinating as all get out.
The word of dog.
Oh, speaking of dogs, there he is, singing a little song for you. It is FF episode 3076. Did I mention that? 3076. So yes, and you could try the Beverly soda and all these different sodas that Coke has that you don't have in other parts of the world. Mezzo Mix, I think, is something they have in Germany. I don't know. McDonald's, however, has reported their largest sales decline since COVID. Yes, since 2020. Does that mean our entire economy is in decline? Some say that's so. I love when they say that. Some say, well, of course, some. Who is this some that you're talking about? Is the guy named Some? Like the sum of all evil, sum of parts, the sum of the equation? Is his name S-U-M?
Mike's amusement park.
And we just have an amusement park of knowledge.
The front panel will close automatically.
Goes please up and down. It's amazing. At all times. So yes, I found a name for today's podcast. Anyway, Cafe Anyway. Not even tie-in meals to the Minecraft movie was enough. That is one movie. If you see me in the movie theater watching a Minecraft movie, I'll buy you a sandwich. Posting a drop of almost 4%, their largest domestic decline since the onset of the COVID pandemic. They have faced bad weather and more. And what they've, the one of the biggest scourges they are facing now is a more cautious consumer. Because consumers are being burned. They've been burned since the past 2 years.
Much.
3 years, actually, of watching restaurant prices go up, up, and up. And I will always remember this one particular coffee place I used to like to go to all the time. It's called Suju's. That's the name, Suju, S-U-J-U. It's in Fremont. And I went there, and there used to be the sandwich they made I really liked. And there was a sign that said, starting next week, we're going to increase our prices. We held off as long as we could. And I haven't been back since. So I just know that all restaurants have brought them up, and restaurants never bring them back down. The drop is the worst since the second quarter of 2020, which you will recall is when the states all over, not just California, but states all over the country imposed lockdowns to slow the spread of COVID. That's back when Trump was president last. Remember that? People forget. People just think Biden was automatically president in 2020. Nope. That was back in the Trump days. So Trump was there at the beginning of the pandemic, as people tend to forget. As we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring in Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth, in the land of Meritopica, what do you think? Should he get the jet? You get a jet, and you get a jet, and he, should he get the jet? That's a fascinating thing. All these conservative voices.
Anyway.
All these formerly MAGA, well, they're still MAGA, but, and they put up Cafe Anyway with everything else that Trump has done that has been, let's shall we say, that are those of us that aren't quite so fully fervently MAGA, that they find that the jet was the last straw. It wasn't everything else. It was the jet. Okay. A $400 million jet. That's what's going to, from a country that has ties to terrorism, that's what finally does it. But now,
Mike's out of left field recordings.
I know. I'm a little out of left field right here.
Recording everything. Captures actions that will never again be repeated.
But I find it so fascinating, the day that he was called on it, that was the day he signed the legislation bringing drug prices down, which I'm sure all of us would pretty much agree, except for if you work for a drug company or if you own a drug company, that drug prices are too expensive here in the U.S. But as he is signing that legislation to bring the drug prices down, which I find fascinating too, because wasn't it Biden who used to get all these conservative talk show hosts yelling at him that he was trying to stop price gouging? How dare you stop price gouging, Biden? You're stopping companies from making money? How, that's so un-American. And then Trump goes, hey, I don't like how these drug companies are charging way too much in America, yet in other countries they don't charge as much. Why is that? Excellent question. Why wasn't, of course, the anyone?
And now we return you to our regularly scheduled program with Mike Matthews.
Thank you. Sometimes I just need to be stopped with all the hypocrisy that goes, it's just too much. It really just is too much. I don't know how you deal with it, but it swims over me and I can't stand it anymore. It's crazy. So the jet thing, I don't know. Would he be the first politician to accept a huge, exorbitant gift from some other country or questionable source? Think of the companies that have paid off politicians, etc., on both sides. I know it's both sidism, but there you go. There it is. It's true. So I find it fascinating, though, that this was the last straw for so many conservatives. Well-known conservatives followed. Conservatives.
A fine article.
Cole.
This is a fascinating, fine article. I was just summing up that last thought. Conservatives with huge minions that if you try and disagree with the minions, they just shout you down. Those type of people that have those type of, let's call them cultural leaders, with the followers that blindly follow them, and they would then, now the jet's the final straw. But back to the hamburgers and such. Low income consumers have basically stopped going to McDonald's. It's too expensive. The traffic was down nearly double digits for the low income consumers. Oh, speaking of double digits, that's the percentage of how much more we're going to pay for property insurance. 17%. I think, I don't know if that's what it is exactly for homes, but 17% seemed to be the one.
The cutting corners quarter.
Yeah.
Corner.
Da, 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 the cutting corners corner.
Here's a cutting corners corners tip. Don't get insurance. No, but then your house burns down and you're going to be able to... See, that's the thing they say, is you need to insure what you can't cover the cost for, what you don't have the money to pay for, to replace it. So that's... So now 17%. State Farm is going to raise their rates 17%, which is a lot of people here in California anyway. And it's supposed to cover the cost of all the houses that burned down in Southern California, that awful tragedy that happened last year. So here we go. Finally, middle-income consumers, they also dropped nearly double digits, less of them going to McDonald's, a clear indication that the economic pressure on traffic has broadened for all people going to McDonald's. Economic pressure is hitting us all, and they plan to lean into value meals and buzzy menu items, so maybe that will help. They're doing snack wraps. What? Why?
The Fascinating Material Project.
That's fascinating material. Why snack? Those were disgusting. Well, they're trying to bring the diners back to their restaurants. I guess that's one way to do it. Oh, look, who's here? At Cafe Anyway, outside. somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on Earth in the land of Ameritopica. Hi, Mark. It's Benita the Rodeo Queen. Hiya! Doing all about my horse today.
It's a disgruntled player, tell you what.
What?
Is a snack wrap one of those flattened out apples that's all sticky and kind of like papery, but very gooey and rubbery at the same time? It's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a thing. That's what we're trying. I think that's what that is. Trying to bring people back into the restaurant that way. Look, who else is here?
Hello, Mike. I make delicious root beer. Have some in there, Amber.
Oh.
Hey, kids.
Look, who else is here?
It's me.
Who?
Do-re-me the clown.
Oh, so good to see you. So many people outside a cafe anyway. It's such a Pandora's box of folk. All right, let me try this root beer.
Yeah, drink right now. I'll cut you.
Mmm. Mmm. Oh. So good. Splendid. And delicious. And hearty.
I put almond milk in it. In case you were about to ask. Over!
I didn't, but okay. Surprise. Full of surprises. I found out as well that there is a type of... What do you call it? That's what starch, thank you, was the word, starch, that develops in starchy items like rice, pasta, lentils, that when you keep it in the fridge overnight, the next day, it creates this type of starch that your body has more difficulty to break down and has to expend more energy to break down, and in the process of digesting it, you burn calories, so it's healthier.
You will travel into the incredible universe.
It's healthier for you because apparently in the healthier universe... of the unhealthy universe of just regular eating rice or reading ice, when you eat it, just basically just turns to sugar or something like that. So that's makes it.
We love you, Mike.
I know. I love that fact that I heard recently that perhaps just wait before you eat that dang rice. Let it sit overnight. That's what I'm hearing. And have it, wash it down with
kombucha.
What do you think about all that? Here's the phone number to call.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you so much for listening. It's been a joy doing this show for you. Awesome.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.